Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show. This is Lisa Garr, and I'm so excited about today's show. I just had the incredible, deep, amazing honor to have a beautiful mentor in my life of Wayne Dyer. He has been for me a guiding light. He's been an agent of change. He's been a teacher, a mentor, an amazing friend, and someone who made me laugh a lot. And he still does. He still makes me laugh. As many of you know, Wayne Dyer passed away several weeks ago, probably a month at this point. And it was devastating for all of us, and it's taken a while for me to, you know, get to the place of really receiving some amazing information from his teachings. His voice is even stronger in my head now. It's so interesting when somebody passes, we remember them even more. And sometimes we take for granted the people that we see day to day and that we know that we can pick up the phone and call. Even if we do pick up the phone and call them and they're there, what is the meaning within that? I mean, it's definitely something to pay attention to. When you do pick up the phone and call your parents, if they're still here, no matter what might be going on, you know, just have that intention of, hey, hi, how are you? And it's just really nice to know that somebody's still here. But when they're not, there's another way to connect with them. From my experience, 15 years ago, when I started to do the Aware Show, Wayne was one of my first few guests, and he would be on the show through Hay House, who introduced me to Wayne, and he would be on my show. Great, great conversations, fantastic teacher. And then when I was pregnant and I was due to deliver, he took over for my radio show at that point, and he would host entire shows and for me, and then do kind of a report from the delivery room, and and it was wonderful. I tuned in a few times to listen to him. So he took over for me for a little while in the beginning, and then we remained really good friends since then, with just staying in touch. And I would go see him. We would talk all the time and text and laugh, and he was just a really incredible friend and mentor. And so I put together many of the shows that I've done with Wayne, both here at KPFK and online summit shows that I've done with him and various other shows that I've done with he and also Anita Morjani. And Hay House helped and put together this amazing CD set that we did together. And I was just went back and listened to it and grabbed a few clips from the CD set that I'm going to share with you today, because I personally want to be the voice, as many of us are, for allowing Wayne's teachings to continue on, because they are so good. And you can listen to these recordings, and it is as if he is still here. That is the personality that he is. His personality, so wide and so strong, it comes through the recordings or the even video that he's done. His personality comes through, and then it's matched with the incredible movement that Wayne Dyer created. He gave the personal development movement legs. He was the voice, and still is, I must say, to speak with as him, he still is the voice of motivation. He's such a gifted speaker, but of motivating people and awakening things and concepts and ideas and just concepts in our hearts and in our minds that move us forward. I remember him saying to me on a show here on KPFK, I am God. And it created a little bit of controversy because people all of a sudden were saying, how could he say that? That's blasphemous. He's not God. God's, you know, this mass, magnificent, omniscient being. How could he be God? And I've really learned what he meant by that in a totally different way after his passing. Sometimes when I connect with him and I ask him where he is and I pray, I say, Wayne, could you please help me with this? And God, could you please help me with this? And I got this resounding voice back into my head is, we are the same thing. I am God. And I was really wrapping my head around what he was talking about. And he really said it clearly years ago in one of the shows that he was on. And he said it in a way that made so much sense to me about the I am that I am. And this is going to be a clip that I'm going to play to you. And this is Wayne Dyer speaking. And it is I am. He's talking about the words I am. And that I am is really using the name of God. Listen to Wayne Dyer. Listen to his teachings again. Honor this man with me. And just really take this in. Listen up. Oh, whoops, we're getting that click ready. I'm sorry about that. I threw that at you guys pretty quickly. Okay, we're good. There you go.
Such a beautiful intention when you say that word, all you are is God. And those two little words, I am, mean so much. There's a little book called I Am. It's one of your children's books, to make it simple. But how do we use that book or that word, those words, I am, to...
Well, that's very important, and that's a big part of this entire project, and I've got that in front of me right now on my iPad.
You're usually not connected on those things.
I know. They said, Dad, 21st century, come on, get with it. So they got me one, and now they've trained me.
Good for you.
But anyway, you asking about the words I am, and they're a very big part of this entire process of understanding that, you know, when God spoke to Moses in the Torah, in the book, second book of the Torah, in the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, and Moses has sort of been assigned as the special person to go and free his people, and he says, you know, you're telling me to go free these people, but who are you? Who is this that's talking to me? And God says to him, and the only place he gives his name, he said, my name is I Am That I Am, and this shall be my name for all future generations. It's the holy name. I am that I am. So every time you use the words I am, you're really using the name of God as reported in the most ancient spiritual text extant on the planet today. And in the Old Testament, it also says, you know, let the weak man say, I am strong. And so for the woman Mary who was asking about how do I quit smoking, one of the things that you say is that I am addiction free. I am a non-smoker. You just say it. Even if your body and you even see yourself smoking, you still make the declaration, I am that. Because everything that now exists was once first imagined, which means that everything that is going to exist in the future must first be imagined. Your imagination is really your preview of your life's coming attractions. And if you place into your imagination, not I hope I can speak, when, you know, Moses didn't hear from God, my name is I hope things work out for you. He said, my name is I am that. I am. I am all things. And so every time you say the word I am, and you say it, I am depressed, I am sad, I am poor, I am unhappy, I am discontent, you know, I am unlucky. Anytime you use the words I am, you're using the name of God. And it's not possible for God to say I am depressed or I am sad or I am hurt or I am weak. He says, you say the words I am, you're using the holy name of God. And that's your highest self, the highest place within you. Is not this body that you're in. How many bodies have you been in, for God's sake, since you showed up on this planet? And you know, I was in this 20-year-old body, and that was 50 years ago. I believed that's who I was, you know, and now I'm right in a 72-year-old body, and I believe this is who I am. And the I am, just continues to occupy more and more and more bodies. And that is real. The part of me that's real is the part of me that just simply never changes. The I am never changes. It's birthless, it's deathless, it's infinite. Live from that place, and begin to place into your imagination these kinds of statements and then assume the feeling of that.
There's a woman who just typed in something which I thought was very profound. She said, this is Debbie from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. She said, I am on antidepressants. Now, when you say something like that, does that then cancel out the presence of your divine and confirm the negative?
Yes, it does. And so what you want to do is place into your imagination. Remember now, Debbie, your imagination is yours. No one can have access to your imagination. It is strictly something. No one can tell you what to place in there. It's strictly yours. And you're allowed to say something in there. Here's the problem. You have come to a set of beliefs that tell you that reality is determined by what your senses tell you. And your senses are what you see and what you touch and what you feel and what you smell. This is what your senses tell you. And you look at that bottle of pills that you take, and you look at yourself and you observe it, and you see them and you smell them and you touch them, and you say, this is my reality. But in your imagination, which is where all changes are going to take place, you can see something. You can say something very different. You can say, I am not depressed. I am content. I am happy. I am free of all addictions. I am free of all medications. You can just say that. Even if you continue, even if your body continues to take them and so on, you can begin to say to yourself, I am free of the need for all prescriptions. I am free of, I am not depressed. I am content. And eventually, as you begin to do this, and then you assume the feeling of that wish fulfilled, once you begin to experience the feeling of that within your own body, you'll start acting upon that, and ultimately, you'll start retraining your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is the part of you that believes that your reality is dictated by what you see with your senses, and you can change that. You can shift that around. One of the most important things you can do is tonight, before you go to bed tonight, in the last 5 minutes that you are awake, is to whatever you've placed into your imagination. In other words, don't use the last 5 minutes before you're about to enter into your subconscious mind and marinate there for the full next 8 hours. Mm. Don't use that to go over all the things that are wrong, all the things that make you depressed, all the reasons why you have to continue taking these medications. Instead, use the last 5 minutes that you have as you're about to enter into your subconscious mind and marinate there to go over everything you've placed into your imagination. I am content. I am free of all medications. I am able to handle anything that comes my way. I am a happy person. I am fulfilled. I am love. I am kindness. And just begin reprogramming your subconscious mind. Now, when you awaken, your subconscious mind can't make a distinction between what's going on that you see with your senses or what you've placed into your imagination with your mind. And so it will then begin to align with the universal subconscious mind, which will line you up with whatever you've got in your imagination. If you're looking for things to go wrong, if your belief is that this is a world that doesn't support you and makes you depressed and unhappy, then you'll align yourself with that, because when you change the way you look at things, truly, the things you look at change.
Oh, I love
that phrase.
If
your imagination has been placed on a new intention, which is, I am free of the need for these antidepressants, and you begin to tell yourself this, ultimately, they will no longer be something that you'll feel or have a need for in your life.
Say that again. When you change the way you look at things,
the things you look at change.
Yeah.
I mean, that isn't just a clever play on words. That's a quantum truth. I mean, if you look at quantum physics, I mean, you've interviewed enough people on quantum physics to know that, as Deepak often says, that quantum physics is not only stranger than you think it is, it's stranger than you can think.
That's true. I was actually just spent some time with Fred Allen Wolf, and he broke down the vibrational frequency of the words, I am that I am, the Hebrew phrase, and showed the physical manifestations that vibrate from those words could form that of the frequency of a table. So as you...
Well, if you look at the thing that's called the I Am Wishes Fulfilled Meditation,
uh-huh.
Those are the actual sounds equated with correlated with the letters from the original Hebrew which say I am that I am, and they have somehow, through Jonathan Goldman, through his sound work, has been able to say this letter corresponds to this sound. They've reproduced those sounds, and those are the exact sound of the name of God, of God speaking. That's the sound that I meditate to every single morning and every single evening before I go to bed. It's a very, very powerful meditation.
Very powerful. But I love that you're getting these tools into people's hands to make what they want to create for their lives practical.
Yes, that's exactly what Wayne was so amazing at doing. When he says that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Look at how, and that's a quantum truth. That's his whole message behind the power of intention. When you look at things in a different way, no matter what the current situation may be, what the bank balance may be, the value of your home may be, the current job situation, no matter what, if you change your perspective, your point of view about it, then in the quantum field, the thing that you look at starts to change. I invite anyone to try it. I honestly invite you to try it. And try it for yourself. Don't take my word for it or Wayne's word for it. Try it for yourself. When you look at a certain situation, let's take, for example, a bank balance, and you want it to be higher, but you're seeing it at, you know, a negative account. Okay, so you start to just take yourself into the quantum field, into the field of faith, of belief, of what is possible. You can make your own ledger on the computer and do an Excel spreadsheet and put the balance that you want in there. And then print that out and put it in front of your computer and look at that again and again and again. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It goes through the reticular activating system of the brain. It starts to line up and change your frequency to align with things that you start to attract that will help you change the bank balance. It doesn't miraculously change in the number and it doesn't all of a sudden turn you go back to your ledger. What the way it works is you start to look at this, say, $100,000 balance. And you look at it and you look at it and you look at it. And then you start to, in your mind, think of, oh, wow, I might want to call this person, or I might want to look up this wanted ad space that I hadn't seen before. Or maybe I have, maybe I should make this investment. Or maybe things start to come up because you're all of a sudden looking for the solutions of what it is that you need to do in order to create that bank balance change. That's the way that it works. So he's saying when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. There's a gap within those two parts of those sentence. That sentence is when you change the way you look at things, you start to align your body, your frequency, with the things that you need to do that attract to you, because you're all of a sudden changing the frequency that you're resonating at, and then the things that you look at start to change. And it's a really incredible formula. Now, Wayne teaches this through his books, The Power of Intention, and in what we're doing today is it is the KPFK Fund Drive. And I wanted to, in an incredible way here on The Aware Show, is I wanted to offer the CD series that Hay House produced with Wayne Dyer. Now, this is an incredible CD series. It's 7 CDs and 7 different hour-long interviews, some are a little longer than an hour, of these types of teachings from Wayne. Now, these are exclusive with me, with the Aware Show. And these are exclusive conversations that I had with Wayne. And this represents who we, you know, the relationship that we had and the amazing people and concepts and things that he introduced on the Aware Show. And this is available today for a donation to the station. And we're looking for your donations here at KPFK. Now, I have packaged this together with my book. My book is called Becoming Aware. And Wayne wrote the foreword of my book. And in the foreword, he wrote about our relationship and how we, you know, he supported public radio for so long and supported public radio by being on The Aware Show and all of this for so long. So this is really neat how it's kind of full circle in this instance here. It is a $300 donation to the station, and you'll get both the Wayne Dyer Unplugged 7 CD set from Hay House, and you'll also get my book, which is called Becoming Aware. And it's about how to repattern your brain and revitalize your life. My book is about a near-death experience that I had. And the interesting thing about Wayne is that he always was interested in that experience that I had, because he was always so interested in what's beyond this life, where, you know, is about where we go. And he would talk with me in depth about it, and the fact that there are parallel universes, and he talks about that in this CD set as well. So the book, he encouraged me to write it, to talk about my story and my experience, and then how during that near-death experience I created a certain amount of brain damage that I managed to heal, and then started this radio show so that the damage that I caused was that I lost my voice. And what the radio show has represented for me for so many years is I found my voice, and I used this radio show to have other people find their voice as well. And that's the whole circle of the Aware Show and Wayne in my life. And now I would love to offer it to you as a gift, to be able to be inspired and motivated and learn. And there's exercises as well that Wayne teaches throughout the whole entire CD set. So again, if you call us right now, 818-985-KPFK. It's a $300 donation to the station, and you will donate to this incredible radio station, which is public radio, which has been around for 55 years here at KPFK, has as a primarily 95% volunteer-run organization. Probably 99% volunteer-run organization at this point, because we are in need of funding. So please give us a call right now, 818-985-KPFK. Now, you can, it's a $300 donation to the station. You can break this down into payments. And if you can do 3 months a payment to $100 a month, or you could do 6 months at $50 a month, you can just work it out with the volunteers in the phone room, which we're so grateful to have here at KPFK, and ask them, you know, how you could break the payments down. And then you will get the Aware Show Unplugged Conversations with Wayne Dyer, and also my book, Becoming Aware. You can also ask the volunteers in the phone room if you want to separate those two. The CD set alone is a $200 donation to the station, and my book alone is a $125 donation to the station. Or the deal is the $300 donation to the station, which you can get both. I'm going to play another plug here for the show, and this time this plug here is talking about how no one else can bring you down. And it's about placing your imagination into the life that you want to have and immerse yourself in those feelings. This is really powerful. But first, before we go to that clip, I would like to see five people that would like to be inspired, that would like to be motivated, that would like to learn, that would like to immerse themselves in the everlasting teachings of Dr. Wayne Dyer. And these are 7 CDs. These are live interviews, and these are hours worth of content and material that Dr. Wayne Dyer teaches that is so good. And he and Anita Morjani is also on these. So please give us a call here right now, 818-985-KPFK. We have 5 lines lit up right now. I've got people on the phone, and people are calling, which is fantastic, because this is my gift to you, and it will continue to give to you. And there's great pieces in there about parenting and so forth. So 818-985-KPFK. It's a $300 donation to the station, or you can break it down with just the 7 CDs. It's a $200 donation, and my book is a $125 donation. All right, listen to this clip here about no one else can bring you down.
You talk once about manifesting something from a dream state and then just having it show up. And the questions that are coming in are all about people in a lot of pain. The one person in particular, Georgette from Texas, is asking about, she loves you, loves the show, everything that you have she's read, but yet her husband and children are always so negative. And every time she comes out of this blissful state of listening to you on a call or one of your CDs or reading your books, comes back into an environment where there's negative languaging, people couldn't possibly understand. And there's many, many different questions around this at people's work or their own environment.
Let's take Georgette, because the whole idea, you know, one of the things I'm always reminded of when they speak about Jesus, they said that when he would go into a village, just his presence in the village and nothing more would elevate the consciousness of everyone in the village. So you have a chance to be Christ-like. And to be Christ-like really means to be a person who raises the consciousness of those around you. You know, Patanjali put it this, he said, when you are steadfast, steadfast means you never slip, that the only thing you have to give away is love. When you are steadfast in your abstention of thoughts of harm directed towards yourself and others, that all living creatures will cease to feel fear in your presence. So you have the ability, the capacity, to be a person who, no matter what it is that you see your children or your husband or your neighbors or the world or whatever doing, that you do nothing but just give love away. That's all you have to do. That's all you and it's not because you're such a transcendental being. It's because that's all you have inside of you. You have just decided that that's what you're going to be. So then when you encounter these kind of people, I don't know if I talked about this on a show with you, Lisa, but it was a very interesting example of this. I was someone recognized me, and I brought them up to my place here on Maui, and I gave them a book, and I gave them a copy of a movie that I had done called The Shift. And I just signed, that's what I always do, and I just signed, and I was talking to them, and I said, oh, Portia de Rossi is in the film. And she said, and I said, do you know who Portia de Rossi is? And she said, no. I said, well, she's married to Ellen DeGeneres. And I said, and I was honored to be asked to marry them, so I performed the marriage ceremony for the two of them. And she looked at me and she said, and you're all right with that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was her reaction to
it. Wow.
So now there was a time when she said something like that I would go into a rant. And I would just give a long lecture, and I would explain, you know, I mean, I would say, you know, who are you or who are any of us to say what somebody else does this with their own private life, and if somebody loves somebody else, it doesn't change anybody's life, and it's like we have to blah, blah, blah. I would go on and give the whole long reasoning why for the way that I was thinking. But I didn't do that anymore because that's not who I am any longer. I live from a place of divine love. And I said to her, I said, yes, I am. I said, because the only thing I have to give is love, and I have love for everyone. And I said, and I put my arms out, and I hugged her, and I said, and that includes you, even though you don't agree with me. And she walked out of the room. I mean, I don't know what she's going to do with it. She may have tossed the movie into the trash. But it didn't make any difference to me because I was recognizing something in myself that regardless of what somebody else brings to me, in the form of disagreement and anger, you know, prejudice, judgment, condemnation, all of these kinds of things that I oppose, I was able in that moment spontaneously to be able to give love instead of a lecture or instead of being angry at them and so on. And I've always believed that no one else can bring you down because of their contrary opinions or how they believe or their attitudes or their prejudices and so on. That isn't what makes a higher, lower energy cannot take higher energy and bring it down. The only reason that you are down and upset and hurt and depressed and so on when these things happen is because you leave your elevated place of love and join them and get upset with them for not being the way you are. And once you understand that they are not the reason for your being upset, boom, you just make a complete shift. That's what Wishes Fulfilled is really all about. It's about placing into your imagination what it is, the kind of life you want to imagine yourself to have, the kind of person you imagine yourself to be, and then assuming the feeling of that and living from that place till it becomes so ingrained in who you are that nothing can bring you down. Not only can nothing bring you down, but you find yourself, when you are in those kinds of circumstances, elevating other people and making them less prejudiced and less hateful and less angry and less depressed and so on.
That's when you know you've really learned it, absolutely.
Absolutely. When you live it and you're able to send love in the places where... And I think all of those people out there who are angry and who are upset and who you think are bringing you down, they're angels. They're just angels in disguise. They're your greatest teacher, you know. And your greatest teacher is the one that shows you where you have growth yet to come.
How you can use it.
Welcome back. This is Lisa, and this is the Aware Show. And that was the incredible voice of Dr. Wayne Dyer. And what I'm doing here is I'm playing some clips of the interviews that Wayne and I did together. And this, all of these CDs are available by, it's called the Aware Show Unplugged, Dr. Wayne Dyer Unplugged, in conversation with Lisa Garr. And these are conversations that I had with Wayne on several of my shows here at KPFK or also online. He was a mentor of mine for 15 years, an amazing friend, a very fun-loving human being. And I'm committed to having his voice stay alive. And that is exactly what we're doing today, is we're airing these clips that I found from the series that we did together, and the teachings that Wayne has taught us that really, really last way beyond his years and work over and over and over again. The next clip that we're going to be listening to is an exercise that everyone can do, and it is an exercise about the phrase, you know, the phrase, I am that I am, which were the words that are found in the Bible, I am that I am. At the top of the page, he wants you to write the word that, because specifically in that phrase, that sentence, I am that I am, the word that is sandwiched by I am and I am. And what Wayne is talking about is that word, that, you insert anything that you are feeling at that time. So when we say, I am depressed, we are saying, I am all of me, I am that I am depressed. When you're saying, I am happy, the reverse happens. I am that I am happy. And so what he's talking about is really phrasing that word, what to put in the middle of the word that. It's a really amazing concept because it helps you understand when you are stating that you are depressed or that you are you don't have enough money or you are not lovable. That phrase goes through the entire being of who you are. Yet when you change it to I am love, I am lovable, I am wealthy, I am happy, that permeates you and all that you are and all that God is and all that is. So he teaches this, and I think this is incredible. And we are again here at a KPFK fund drive. So we are asking people who are listening today to give us a call here at the radio station, 818-985-KPFK. This is public radio. Wayne helped me support public radio for so many years, and I wanted to have him back on during this fund drive, essentially through these recordings, and it's such a wonderful thing to hear his voice. To help me to continue to raise money for public radio, he raised millions of dollars for public television and public radio, and he's still raising money for all of us. And so if you give us a call here at the radio station, 818-985-KPFK, then you can donate $200 to the radio station, keeping the station alive, keeping public radio going, and you will get a copy of the Wayne Dyer Unplugged 7 CD set. These are 7 CDs, hours worth of teachings and materials, and Anita Morjani's in there talking about. We go into parallel universes. Oh, there's such a cool part in this in the CDs that I listened to. I didn't pull this clip, but there was a really... So you know how Wayne talks about the power of intention, and this was the main body of his work. He said something in the CDs that was incredible. He said... There's a clip in there, he says, my intention is as I grow older to not live having Alzheimer's and being vacant and being sick, but to live fully actively up until the day I die. And he did. He absolutely set that intention, and he absolutely did. That's the way he passed. He passed silently in his sleep from in the middle of a world tour. Vibrant, brilliant, and just passed the way exactly the way he sent it, his intention. He lived by intention, and not only did he teach it, he lived it. And so, if you can give us a call, Anita from Anita Mills in Santa Barbara is giving us a $300 donation to the station, which I really appreciate. You will be getting the Aware Show Unplugged CD set, which is this, and also for a $300 donation, I'm adding in my book, which is called Becoming Aware, and this foreword was written by Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he talked about public radio in the beginning of my book as well, and being of service to the community through public radio and public television, which he definitely has been. So for a $300 donation, you can give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. If you're watching online or listening online, you can also get these two pledges at kpfk.org. And again, this is the Wayne Dyer Unplugged CD series, for a $300 donation, and you get the book as well. I'm on Periscope right now, so if anybody wants to check me out on Periscope, I'm doing the show on Periscope and on KPFK. So give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. Here's the clip of the exercise of the I Am exercise.
I say at the top of the page, just write the word that. THAT. Just write that word, that, because when you're looking at the what God said his name was to Moses in the Torah, in the Old Testament, it's I am that I am. And we just need to put a comma after that.
Really?
So you put the word that there at the top of the page.
Okay.
Now that means God is saying I am that. That means that whatever it is that you would like to attract into your life, you're going to call it that. So if it's you'd like to have a certain job, if you'd like to have a healing of your body, you know, it's like I would like to be. I've done this with my diagnosis of leukemia. You know, my under that for me is I am perfect health. You can make it. I am in a divine relationship. I am attracting finances into my life. Whether it's a job that you want to get, whatever it might be, you become that. Then, as you do your meditation, as you play the second and third track on that CD, what you're doing is you're hearing these sounds, which are the sounds that are basically equated with what those ancient Hebrew letters mean, and you are saying, when you say I am on the in breath, that means it's coming from God. I am that, and that in your mind is whatever you've placed on that piece of paper. I am that. And on your out-breath, it's going back to God. I am that I am. And that's all you have to do. That continuous, as I say, it's James Twyman called this in his book, The Moses Code, the most powerful meditation technique in the history of humanity. And to have it accompanied by the exact sounds from these sound engineers who are able to replicate these sounds. How they do it, I have no idea, but it's a magical sound.
Amazing.
When I asked my children to meditate with me, they didn't want to do it, and I sat down and I put that on. And all you have to do is go on the on Amazon and pull that thing up, and you'll see. Look at some of the reviews of what the people who listen to that sound is. It's the most magical sound. Every time I get a massage every 3 days, and I always play. I have that playing throughout the entire massage.
Oh, what a great idea! What
oh
a
my God!
Day.
I just repeat. I am that I am. I am perfect health. I am content. I am fulfilled. I am, I am happy. I am wealthy. I am kind. I am love. I am God. And as you begin to do this, then that the word that becomes what it is that you're just seeing it as already an accomplished fact. Because in order to make a future dream a present fact, you just have to assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. You just have to feel that within your body and continuously feel that until ultimately you connect with the subconscious mind, the universal subconscious mind, or what we call God, or the Tao, or spirit, or divine mind, and it aligns with you, and you begin to change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. I often tell the story of, and it's a true story, it happened to me years ago when I was in Fort Lauderdale, and I used to walk the beach every single day, and I had just done the Johnny Carson show, which I used to do on a regular basis.
Wow.
37 times back in the 70s.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's such a great, great, great guy. That's the voice of Dr. Wayne Dyer. And these are the CDs, seven CDs that I recorded with him, and there are the interviews that I've done with him online and all over the place. So we put them in, Hay House has put them in a 7-CD series, and they are available for you today. And plus the book that I wrote called Becoming Aware, where Wayne wrote the foreword, and he encouraged me to write this book about my story and how I rebuilt my brain and exercises in there, visualization processes in my book, by the way, that I learned from Wayne about putting your intentions together and putting them into the future. My book contains two very powerful visualization processes that allow you to take your goal and put it into your future and rewire your brain to align to that and come back to now. So here's the number. I'd like to see 5 more people give us a call. 5 people donate to the station, 818-985-KPFK or kpfk.org. And if you call us right now, you will be able to, if you can donate $300, you will get a gift of the 7-CD set with Dr. Wayne Dyer called Unplugged. And it really is truly Wayne's greatest teachings. There's a whole CD in there about his John of God experience. Talk about the power of intention. I mean, Wayne's intention really was to eradicate the leukemia in his body. And I will tell you that I heard from the family, his family, his 8 children, after he passed. And the autopsy report showed that there was no leukemia in his blood. He eradicated leukemia with his incredible, incredible teachings. He used them on himself. And this is 7.5, probably more hours of him talking about the teachings that he used in order to connect to his godlike self and the manifestation processes that he used and the ultimate practice that would change the world is in here. And so please call us, 818-985-KPFK. All right, let's see. 5 people give us a call right now who can donate $300 to the radio station. Keep in mind you are supporting public radio with your $300 donation. And as Wayne did, supporting the idea of public radio. Really, when you're donating to this radio station, you're supporting the whole concept of public television and public radio. You're supporting the concept of a non-commercialized, informative-based media platform. And this is so rare in today's day and age where you can get turn on a radio station where there's up to 10 commercials, 13 commercials back-to-back. It's gotten ridiculous. It's really so nice to be able to have an hour's worth of content on these shows, or hours worth of music, and hours worth of news. And it's really, maybe you just don't realize the gem that public radio is until you really tune into it. Or if you're used to listening to KPFK and you haven't donated at this point, maybe this is the time that you do that. Because we've talked many times about the art of giving is really the art of receiving. And it's when you give to something, there's this unwritten law in the universe that it comes back to you tenfold. It happened to a friend of mine who, she's been out of work for 6 weeks. And she's been looking for a job. And finally, she called and donated to KPFK. And it was just $50, I think, or $100 or something that she donated. She got a job offer that afternoon. I mean, it was just, call it coincidence? I don't know. She was in that. She listened to this whole show about giving and how it's the act of receiving. And so I'm asking you right now to call us, 818-985-KPFK. We have a $300 donation that you can get the Wayne Dyer CD set and my book, Becoming Aware. And in the book is visualization processes. In the CD sets are visualization processes and Wayne's amazing teachings. If you want to break it up and just get the CD set, it's a $200 donation to the station. Or just get my book, it's a $125 donation to the station. Or get both for essentially a discount for a $300 donation to the station. So keep the phone lines ringing. I will thank you on air, and I would like to say thank you on air, and thank you for contributing, because you deserve that. You deserve to be recognized and appreciated and respected for what you've stepped up to do. 818-985-KPFK. Now, I want you to listen to another one of the tracks that you're going to hear. Again, this is 7.5 hours, probably more, of content from Dr. Wayne Dyer. And on this particular one, he talks here about some of the biggest belief systems that we have to shake. One of the biggest belief systems that we have to shake. So we're going to play this clip right now. And in just a minute, we're going to play this clip because I want to see one more person give us a call. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. And I would like to see two more lines light up right before I play this clip. And then you'll get, you know, 7+ hours worth of this content. And also, if you're enjoying the show and if you're enjoying hearing Dr. Wayne Dyer's voice and his teachings and recognizing how his word will and his voice will last throughout time, because he left such a legacy in the human potential movement and started such an incredible movement, really. If you're enjoying this, please give us a call. Please donate to the station, 818-985-KPFK. All right, listen to one of the biggest belief systems we have to shake is...
And one of the biggest belief systems we have to shake is what I've written about in Wishes Fulfilled, is this the idea that our reality is defined by what our senses tell us. By what our eyes and our ears and our mouth and our sense of touch and our and so on, what these five senses tell us, and we have a tendency to just strongly believe that whatever it is that they tell us, whatever it is I see with my eyes and hear with my ears and touch and so on, is my reality. When in fact, within you, your interiority is a very, very different thing altogether than what these senses are telling you. And if you can begin to, you know, the great line that I've used over and over again throughout my life is that we become what you think about, whether you want it or not. And if you're thinking about what's wrong, or if you're thinking about what's missing, or if you're thinking about your pain, and then you see it and you experience it, you don't have a chance to go within and say, I am something beyond pain. I am something beyond poor. I am something beyond financial problems or beyond relationship problems. I am divine. I am a piece of God. I am connected to the divine at all times. And that's how I choose to define myself. I mean, before I came on the air with you here this morning, I did a 40-minute meditation and repeated the sound over and over again. I am love. I am content. I am peace. I am God. And just reminding myself of that. And that's one of the biggest ones to overcome.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because what you're describing is everyday enlightenment. You're not talking about sitting on a mountaintop and at top and for 40 years. I mean, you're talking about how to apply this to people's practical everyday life, and that's what we need in order to raise the conversation on this planet. We have to change the whole idea of what it means to bring enlightenment into practical times.
I was thinking about, for all the people who are calling in about, you know, like physical pains and so on, and what I'm saying to you right now is you become what you think about. Just imagine how much time you spend sitting in front of a television set and how many times a day that you are told to think sick, you know, with all of the commercials that are flooded at you on a regular basis about your arthritis, about your heart pain,
right,
about gas and so on. And it's like there's this inundation. You're inundated on a all day long, you know, and so are your children, on all of the things that you should be talking to your doctor about, all of the problems that you have. And it's like and if you become what you think about, as a culture, as a country, we become a nation of hypochondriacs, literally being force-fed information telling us to think about what's wrong instead of having us think about how positive we are and how healthy we are and what it is that we're capable of and so on. You just don't get that kind of information, so you have to get that from within. And that's why meditating and so on. That's just sort of an aside.
He is so right about meditation and about how that is, you know, again, a lot of his message is really truly about that original phrase we were talking about. When you change the way you look at things, you look at change. There's a whole series around belief that Oprah and Deepak Chopra are doing right now. And it's about this exact same thing, about your belief in something has to be so strong that you can get out of a situation or get into a certain situation that is positive. I mean, it really is. There's so much brain science that's coming out around this. And I love the fact that Wayne, you know, 40 books later and however many years he's been teaching, 30, 40 years of teaching, we're finally seeing the brain science, woohoo, of what we've been doing this whole time. So it's fantastic. All right, so... Oh, goody, 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 goody. We've got people calling 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. So we have a $2,000 dollar goal for this particular hour on the Aware Show, and we are at 800, and we can get to the 2,000, and I am so excited. And if you can give us a call right now and get the CD set that we've been playing the clips from, it's Dr. Wayne Dyer Unplugged in Conversations with Me, Lisa Garr. And these are shows that we've done together, interviews that we've done together, talks that we've done together. Anita Morjani tells her whole story. Oh, my gosh, what an incredible story. How she was in end-stage cancer and healed her entire body and literally had all the tumors shrink to nothing from a deathbed that she was on, and how she did that, and what the impact was, the turning point in her life was. And I'm so excited because Anita and I are doing our own event together. It's going to be so much fun. I mean, Anita Morjani was also a dear friend of Wayne's, and as was I, and am I. And Anita and I are getting together, and magic is going to happen when we get together. We're doing an event on November 21st, and it is it's in Marina Del Rey, and there's a website that you can look at for that. I'll find that out in a second. I don't know what that is. But it's on theawareshow.com. That's my website. I got it. And Anita and I are doing an event where we're going to be speaking about the language from the other side. And this is really the language of the heart. And it's when we get together, when Anita and I get together, and this is something Wayne was always so curious about, where do you go? Where did you go during that near-death experience? When Anita and I get together, the energy that emits from the conversation, the coherent field that's created from the conversation that we have around this, both of our experiences individually of this going to this other side. She calls it another realm. I call it another state. There's different languages, but it comes through with our teachings. And we're going to talk about our experiences with Wayne. And oh my gosh, I had such a cool visual. When I one night, it was just, it was kind of in that grieving space of where Wayne went. And I asked, where did you go? Because you always asked me where I went. Now, where did you go? And he showed me these tiny little mirrors all over, like our space, like above us, just slightly above us, like maybe 2-3 feet above us. And these, when we ask for something to whatever our God of our heart is, if we ask God, if we ask our spirit guides, if we ask our lost loved ones, if we ask Wayne, I said, how do you, or God, or how does all of this get fulfilled? I mean, aren't you guys busy? Very, very, I was just having this dialogue, and it was interesting because he showed me these tiny mirrors, and all that we are, all of our answers are just a reflection back of what is already inside of ourselves, that we have all of our answers inside of ourselves, and that we have all of our information inside of ourselves. And whenever we're in that act of praying or act of asking for something from the universe, all it is that we're just getting a reflection back from what it is that we already know. And that was, one of the teachings that I got. And it's just so true that what we have is already really inside us. And Wayne talks about that so much. So so it's just, it's all in the CD sets and also in my book as well. And you can give us a call, 818-985-KPFK, and support KPFK, support this amazing radio station, and support yourself by getting the Aware Show Unplugged and my book called Becoming Aware. All right, so we're going for five more people need to give us a call in the next, 5 minutes. We're almost done. 818-985-KPFK. Okay, we've got Linda from North Hollywood, a $200 donation to the station. Thank you so much. She picked up the Wayne Dyer Unplugged CD series. We've got Arturo Velasquez, $300 donation to the station. And he got the book, which is my book called Becoming Aware. Thank you so much, Arturo. And also the Wayne Dyer Unplugged CD set. Thank you so much for your donation to the station. There's someone anonymous from Los Angeles. That's fine. I don't have to read your name. I just thank you for your donation, a $200 donation to the station, 818-985-KPFK. We only have four more callers. If you could call us, one just called, so that's awesome. Keep the phone lines ringing, 818-985-KPFK. There's so much more that I want to share with you from the CD set. You can get the whole thing. There's incredible meditations he's done and quotes. He's so great with quotes. And they're really, you know, you can listen in your own time. So 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. A $300 donation. You can ask the volunteers in the phone room, hey, can I split this up over a three-month period, a six-month period, a year, or whatever it is, and I'll tell you the donation breakdown. So let's see if we can get another four people to give us a call, 818-985-KPFK, a $300 donation. I will thank you on air. I thank you anyway. If you want to remain anonymous, know that you are thanked. but I'd like to thank you on air because it's fun. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. We have 5 minutes left. KPFK is a public radio station. We have been in existence for 55 years on a volunteer basis with no commercials, supported by you, the listeners. We don't take underwriting. We don't do commercials. We don't take other funding. We take your donations. Imagine that. Most organizations that live on that model are either no longer around or they somehow have had to take some type of a corporate underwriting. We are so true to our mission here on KPFK to keep the universal messages that come across on our radio station that we'd like to remain listener-sponsored. And this is how we do it. It's a support by you, the listener. And I'm asking for you to call us right now, 818-985-KPFK. A $300 donation to the station will get you the Wayne Dyer Unplugged CD set, 7-CD set, and in conversation with me and from shows that we've done together, and also my book called Becoming Aware, which is how to repattern your brain and revitalize your life. The foreword was written by Dr. Wayne Dyer, talking about public radio and how much of a contribution he's been and I've been and so forth for public radio and why. But also, the book, my book, is filled with visualization processes, videos. So you can take your phone, you can scan it across the QR codes in the book, and it'll take you to a 15-minute video, which really, really powerful visualization processes, many of which I learned from Wayne. Oh, we got 2 minutes to go. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. All right, let's see. I can thank you, and I see the volunteers in the phone room, so give them a call, 818-985-KPFK. Let's reach our goal here. We're just 600 away from our goal. That means two people call at the $300 level. Please give us a call. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. You know what to do. Ah, great. One more anonymous person called in with a $300 pledge. Thank you so much. It's not about the mention. That's totally cool, but we really appreciate your donation. One more person. We're looking for one more person to call us. 818-985-KPFK. You can do it in the next minute. And you also get this incredible CD series from Dr. Wayne Dyer with the teachings that are, beyond his time, beyond our time, and we're so grateful to have had this man walk this earth. The legacy he has left in this planet it will last forever, and the movement that he has created, we are all a part of. So thank you so much. A hug. All right. Thank you so much for all of your time and your donations and your energy that makes this show happen. Until next time, I invite you to stay aware.
If you liked what you've been hearing, please call 818-985-5735. And if the lines are busy, please call again. And thanks for supporting KPFK Los Angeles 90.7 FM on your radio dial.